This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Those men. My name is Hoyt Flagren. I am a singer. I also play the piano. In fact, this is me playing the piano you can hear right now. Our story begins many moons ago when I was performing love songs in a run-down shopping center in the West Country.
I don't care what they say, I'm gonna wear your shoes, baby, night and day. And I don't care what they do, I'm gonna put on your dress to prove that I love you. Why, yeah, 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 yeah. Why, yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, you there. That was good. You're really good at this.
Oh, really? They didn't seem to be listening.
Well, I was.
They hated me.
Look, never mind all that. Would you like to be in a band?
Whose band?
Our band.
A band, he said. I liked it. I was intrigued by this man. I enjoyed the cut of his jib. But I didn't know who he was. Who are you?
Jack Else.
He said his name was Jack Else. I believed him. So, you play?
I play the keyboards, yes. I've got one at home if you'd like
to. Your own?
Yes.
You ever done a mall?
I will never do a mall.
Can I get you a drink?
We drank for hours. He would go on to tell me about his wife, Linda, now dead.
My wife's dead.
How did she die?
Crash.
That's awful.
Thanks. Oh, Jack, she was...
He was banging on and on about his dead wife. Her hair, her eyes, then onto the chin. He needed a friend.
I was left holding the ashes in an urn.
Did you scatter them anywhere?
No, I put her in a little box.
Where's the box?
I've got it with me. Look, here she is. I take her with me everywhere I go, and before each performance I dab a bit of her on my forehead. She brings me luck.
How long have you been doing this for?
About a year and a half.
Won't you run out of Linda?
I've still got half an urnful at home.
Right. Got any pictures?
Yes, I have. Look. There we are.
Yeah, that's the urn.
Yeah.
Have you got any pictures of her when she was alive?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Right. Anyway, about this band. You in?
Min,
good. Well, back to mine then.
Come, Linda, we're going back to his. We went back to his place. It was nice. It was small, but good. He had his own keyboard, that much was true. But one thing was bothering me. All around the room were bottles of booze, and they were empty.
He'd seen the bottles. I had to come clean.
Listen, Hoyt. There are some things you should know about me. I'm very difficult to work with.
Good.
I drink too much, I sweat, and
yeah! It's the rock and roll lifestyle.
You like rock and roll?
Who doesn't?
Shall we?
Let's.
Great.
One thing I didn't know was whether or not this crazy cat could actually play. His fingers did the talking. Ah, those early rehearsals. Heady days filled with Jack's tinkling and my warbling. I remember those early days as if they were, well, as if they were right now. They sounded a little bit something like this.
Pretty little owl, you don't care for the rules. Pretty little owl, you're obscuring my view of the sun. Like coming through and I turned to my woman. She said,
what's that owl doing in my room?
I said, ha, I don't know, but if we give it some time it might fly away. You know I wouldn't mind if it was the moon. You know I wouldn't mind if it was the moon. Ooka-cha, ooka-cha, I'ma take you to the kitchen. Ooka-cha, ooka-cha, and I'll smother you with ketchup. Ooka-cha, ooka-cha, and some cauliflower. Ooka-cha, ooka-cha, and a hot banana smoothie. Ooka-cha, ooka-cha, and the chicken with the pesto. Oh, shaka sebala umma shaka sebala umma shaka sebala umma shaka sa shaka sebala umma shaka sebala umma shaka sebala umma shaka. I said ooh, 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 ooh.
probably stop it there, Jack.
No, I've got more.
No, okay.
More.
Yeah. Right, do you want a cup of tea?
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a sit down. He was a joy to work with. The combination
strong,
of his
clear,
fingers and my
fresh,
mouth was
bright.
A winning formula.
His
tunes
taste
and
were mine.
Words would gush
we
out of us like a musical
spirit.
Spring.
Like
all we
brothers
needed now
in the
was
same
an
bus. Now we're cooking. Let's see what you make of this.
Yeah. Slide.
Nice.
Mm. You with me?
Yep, I think so.
Ooh, and I like the sunshine.
You like the sunshine?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I like the sunshine, but the rain, it seems, is never far behind. And I'm gonna get you wet tonight. Wet tonight.
Sorry, Jack. Jack.
What?
What's this one about?
It's a song about a woman in all weathers and the seasons.
Right.
And how they affect the said woman. And the man in question could be...
It's a bit vague, isn't it?
Listen. Either we're cooking or we're not.
All right, I'll cook with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless there's anything you'd rather be doing.
No, it's fine.
Right.
More cooking, please.
Who and I like the sunshine, but the rain, it seems, is never far behind. And I'm gonna get you wet tonight. Wet tonight. Ooh, ah, oh.
Stop. You all right?
Yeah, I was just doing a beat for the...
Sounds like you're being sick.
I was being sick.
Listen,
it's a beat.
I've got us a gig. Next Thursday at Gigi's.
I can't do Thursday.
What?
It's our anniversary.
Oh, God, not Linda.
We're going to the zoo. We're going to see the monkeys, aren't we?
She's coming between us. You need to move on.
There'll be other gigs.
There'd better be.
And there were many gigs. We travelled all around southeast England, mainly playing at the seaside. But England was too small for us. We needed to spread our wings. So we hired a boat and set sail for the land of dreams, America.
What are you doing? Get off the wheel.
It's not the wheel.
Shut up. Move over.
First stop, New Orleans. Good evening, New Orleans. Right, I'm Hoyt Flagrin. This is my good buddy Jack Else.
Hi there.
Shut up, Jack, I'm talking. And together we are pre-plague. And now we'd like to sing you a song that goes a little bit something like this.
Look, Papa, a shooting star.
That's right, Timmy. Why don't you make a wish? It might just come true.
I wish Mother was still alive.
Not that one, Tim. Why don't you use a different one?
But that's what I want more than anything in the world.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, Tim. Why not choose a different wish, like peace on Earth or a new toy train for Christmas?
I just want Mother to hold me in her arms one last time. Sometimes I cry myself to sleep just thinking about her.
I know, Tim. So do I.
Why did she run from me? Why did she die?
I'll tell you, Tim. Thank you. Thank you.
This next song is about an ex-girlfriend whom I used to live with.
Jack, no, not this one.
And I fed her and fed her and fed her for 2 years until the police came and took her away. This is for you, Georgina.
Stay home, then I can love.
Things weren't right between us. Jack was drinking more and more, relying on the bottle the way a baby relies on the bottle, and I was spending more and more time with Linda. Something had to give, and something gave. One fateful day, this happened.
Look at me.
No.
Try and look at me.
I can't. So, here we are.
Here we were.
We could have won awards.
Covered in gongs, you used to say.
Are you going to be all right?
Save it, Hoyt. Save it.
You never let me in.
I did let you in, and now you're letting yourself out.
Maybe it's because you drink too much. God doesn't love a drinker, sonny.
Shut your face.
I know that I'm not perfect. And the nearest thing I ever got to being perfect was being here with you. Writing songs.
Get out.
I'm going.
What?
I said I'm going. I'm leaving this.
Well, she's going to leave you as well, you know.
You'll leave her out of this. You're talking about Julia, yeah?
Well, yeah. Right. Her and the kids. Where are you going to be without your kids, Jack?
I don't want kids anymore.
Oh, you're a selfish little man. My wife's in a box.
Is she? Is she really? Why don't you look in that little box?
Why? I mean...
Look in your box!
Linda!
I did it for you!
Where is she?
I took her down to Gentilly Woods and released her.
Curse you, Jack Else!
She's at peace now.
Guards! Damn you! I stormed out. I then spent 3 weeks and 7 days wandering around old New Orleans trying to decide what to do next. Eventually, I came to a decision. So I went to find Jack. I found him in a smoky bar playing piano for pennies. Jack?
Hoyt?
I went down to Gentilly Woods, Jack.
Linda?
It's beautiful. What a place for her to rest.
I did it for you.
I know you did. And I thank you. You were right, Jack. I have to move on. And I'm going to do that right now. But I need to take the boat.
Fine, take the boat.
Thanks.
Got a hole in it anyway.
But I can't just walk out, Jack. Could you give me some walking off music?
Walking off music? All right.
Thanks, Jack. You take care of yourself. Goodbye.
So Hoyt.
Jack?
My friend.
Yes?
The end.
What?
Our fear has come too soon. I don't like you, but I love you. And here the song gets sweeter as we can hear the love. When it used to be that we used could to see be when things were going wrong. And it used to be that we could read our minds when we were young.
Toodaloo, Jack.
Toodaloo?
What you toodaloo at me for? Can't you see that I'm the one who needs it more? I've been useless, weak and useless.
And so I left Jack in New Orleans. I took the boat and set sail for wherever. But after 4 hours, I realized Jack was right. There was a hole in it. I was sinking fast. But then, in the distance, I saw something. A great ship coming toward me. And from the ship, such noises. Ye gods! Pirates!
You in a spot of bother, me little chutney?
Yes, I appear to be sinking.
Fear not, me old onion. Give me your hand.
Oh, okay.
I say, ah! Climb aboard the Salty Whistle.
Oh, sorry. Who are you people?
Oh, over there, playing the squeeze box, is me first mate, Adam. Oi, Adam!
What?
Welcome him aboard!
Hello, sailor, hello, sailor,
yep. Hello.
Hello, sailor man.
Hello there, Adam.
Welcome on board the Salty Whistle.
Sorry, aboard the what?
Aboard the Salty Whistle!
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Now you're officially part of the crew.
What? No, hang on.
Right, lads! Set sail for adventure!
And so I was welcomed on board the Salty Whistle. well, not so much welcomed, more dragged. If you want to find out what happened to me on that crazy ship, tune in next week.
This show was written and performed by Peter Davis and James McQuillan. It was recorded in the Medora Studios in Romford and was engineered, edited and produced by Davis and McQuillan.
For more audio downloads, go to www.wirelesstheatrecompany.co.uk.